Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. Pan-Cyprian Examinations 2024. Technical and Vocational Education. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear three different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a man talking about how internet access can be good for our health. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
A study says internet access is good for our health. The report suggested that being connected to the web is positive for our well-being. Researchers looked at data on people's internet use and health from 168 countries. The data was from the years 2006 to 2021. It included information on 2 million people aged 15 to 99. The researchers looked at 8 factors that affect people's health. These included life satisfaction, positive experiences, and social life. The team found that people with internet access were 8% happier than those without it. Some research conclusions were surprising. One was that using the internet was as good as walking in nature. Researchers said the internet helps people to learn new things, practice hobbies, and make friends. However, the research did not look at social media. Many studies show that social media negatively affects people's mental health. A researcher said, "The study cannot contribute to the recent debate on whether or not social media use is harmful." He added that different channels and uses of the internet have very different effects on well-being.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
A study says internet access is good for our health. The report suggested that being connected to the web is positive for our well-being. Researchers looked at data on people's internet use and health from 168 countries. The data was from the years 2006 to 2021. It included information on 2 million people aged 15 to 99. The researchers looked at 8 factors that affect people's health. These included life satisfaction, positive experiences, and social life. The team found that people with internet access were 8% happier than those without it. Some research conclusions were surprising. One was that using the internet was as good as walking in nature. Researchers said the internet helps people to learn new things, practice hobbies, and make friends. However, the research did not look at social media. Many studies show that social media negatively affects people's mental health. A researcher said, "The study cannot contribute to the recent debate on whether or not social media use is harmful." He added that different channels and uses of the internet have very different effects on well-being.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear an interview with a psychologist giving advice about starting a new activity. Listen and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of All About You. Today's program is about taking up new activities and how to succeed in them. With us is psychologist Dr. Maggie Pryor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Pryor, what tips can you give our listeners who are thinking of learning to do something new?
Well, first of all, I would say choose wisely. On the one hand, don't choose something completely unrealistic. For example, don't decide to take up sailing if you can't swim, or parachute jumping if you're afraid of heights. But on the other hand, don't generalize and think that just because you aren't very good at one sport, you won't be able to do any sports at all.
I mean, just because you were bad at gymnastics at school doesn't mean that you might not love playing tennis. So, think positive.
Definitely. And never think you'll be bad at something before you've even tried it.
Okay, so let's imagine I've started to learn to play tennis, and I'm finding it very hard work.
Well, first, don't give up too quickly. Carry on for at least a few months. It often takes time to begin to enjoy learning something new. Another thing that can help if you're having problems learning something is to give it a break and then try again, perhaps a month or two later.
But what if I carry on and I find I really, really don't have a talent for tennis?
I think the important thing is not to be too ambitious. I mean, if you've never done much sport and you decide to learn to play tennis, don't expect to become the next Wimbledon champion. Just aim to enjoy what you're doing, not to be the best in the world at it.
But if even after all this, I still feel I'm not getting anywhere?
Well, sometimes you do have to accept it and say, okay, this really isn't my thing, and you need to give it up. But why not try something else? There are lots of other things you can learn to do. But remember that if you take up an activity that you're really interested in, even if you aren't very good at it, you'll make new friends because you'll be meeting other people who have similar interests to you.
So it might be good for my love life?
Exactly.
Dr. Maggie Pryor, thank you very much.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of All About You. Today's program is about taking up new activities and how to succeed in them. With us is psychologist Dr. Maggie Pryor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Pryor, what tips can you give our listeners who are thinking of learning to do something new?
Well, first of all, I would say choose wisely. On the one hand, don't choose something completely unrealistic. For example, don't decide to take up sailing if you can't swim, or parachute jumping if you're afraid of heights. But on the other hand, don't generalize and think that just because you aren't very good at one sport, you won't be able to do any sports at all.
I mean, just because you were bad at gymnastics at school doesn't mean that you might not love playing tennis. So, think positive.
Definitely, and never think you'll be bad at something before you've even tried it.
Okay, so let's imagine I've started to learn to play tennis, and I'm finding it very hard work.
Well, first, don't give up too quickly. Carry on for at least a few months. It often takes time to begin to enjoy learning something new. Another thing that can help if you're having problems learning something is to give it a break and then try again, perhaps a month or two later.
But what if I carry on and I find I really, really don't have a talent for tennis?
I think the important thing is not to be too ambitious. I mean, if you've never done much sport and you decide to learn to play tennis, don't expect to become the next Wimbledon champion. Just aim to enjoy what you're doing, not to be the best in the world at it.
But if even after all this, I still feel I'm not getting anywhere?
Well, sometimes you do have to accept it and say, okay, this really isn't my thing, and you need to give it up. But why not try something else? There are lots of other things you can learn to do. But remember that if you take up an activity that you're really interested in, even if you aren't very good at it, you'll make new friends because you'll be meeting other people who have similar interests to you.
So it might be good for my love life.
Exactly.
Dr. Maggie Pryor, thank you very much.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear a radio program about some historic places to visit. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Are you interested in history? Well, I'd like to tell you about some of the historic places open to visitors in this part of the country. Let's start with the oldest first. Blackrock Caves have been here for over 2 million years. And for 500,000 years, they were home to people and various animals, particularly tigers. You can explore these ancient homes and imagine what life was like for the people who lived there. The caves are open daily from April to October. A special attraction on evenings in August is a walk by candlelight. Don't take this tour if you're afraid of the dark. Next, I recommend a visit to Salter House. This was built by Sir Joshua Salter and dates back to 1765. The Salter family are still living there today. The house became famous in 1982 when the television series Aunt Dorothy was filmed there. The furniture and paintings are well worth seeing, but the attraction nobody wants to miss is the kitchen. This is where Aunt Dorothy cooked her enormous meals and gave advice to anyone who passed through this part of the house. And don't forget to visit the Old Port. You'll need several hours to see everything there, especially if you take a trip along the riverside in an old tram as far as the fishing village. The guides there all wear traditional costume, and you too get the chance to try on clothes from 100 years ago. You can buy gifts in the old village stores and eat delicious snacks in the tea shop. If you visit the village factory, you can see how sweets were made 100 years ago and taste them too.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Are you interested in history? Well, I'd like to tell you about some of the historic places open to visitors in this part of the country. Let's start with the oldest first. Blackrock Caves have been here for over 2 million years. And for 500,000 years, they were home to people and various animals, particularly tigers. You can explore these ancient homes and imagine what life was like for the people who lived there. The caves are open daily from April to October. A special attraction on evenings in August is a walk by candlelight. Don't take this tour if you're afraid of the dark. Next, I recommend a visit to Salter House. This was built by Sir Joshua Salter and dates back to 1765. The Salter family are still living there today. The house became famous in 1982 when the television series Aunt Dorothy was filmed there. The furniture and paintings are well worth seeing, but the attraction nobody wants to miss is the kitchen. This is where Aunt Dorothy cooked her enormous meals and gave advice to anyone who passed through this part of the house. And don't forget to visit the Old Port. You'll need several hours to see everything there, especially if you take a trip along the riverside in an old tram as far as the fishing village. The guides there all wear traditional costume, and you too get the chance to try on clothes from 100 years ago. You can buy gifts in the old village stores and eat delicious snacks in the tea shop. If you visit the village factory, you can see how sweets were made 100 years ago and taste them too.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please put your pens down.